Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. We've been talking about the different skills that help you turn your talent into performance. And we looked at two already, self-regulation and planning and organization. And today we're going to talk about a completely different tack. And now we're actually going to get to the meat of studying and learning skills. And I think the three most important studying and learning skills are speed reading, memorization, and note-taking. If you have those three basic skills, you will be endlessly more effective in an academic setting. If you do not have them, you will be struggling. It'll take you more time. It'll be less efficient. And actually, to take you to the whole different end of the spectrum, I was actually partially introduced to this by learning about photo reading. Photo reading was created by Paul Sheely, and he had a method where he would actually literally take a book and he would leaf through it in this sense, photo reading. So he like mentally made pictures of every page. And then he would be able to actually regurgitate a lot of the information in the book and actually reproduce it. And I was really fascinated. So I followed the course and I followed a whole bunch of other speed reading courses. I do find that they're often kind of cheating. Like within Paul Sheely's approach, you do first study, you know, the table of contents. You study a lot of things around it before you do all the leafing through the pages bit. So it's not simply leafing through it and getting all the answers. But it's also about trusting your brain to process a lot more information than we think it can. Because one of the things that we've learned in school is to read step by step. You know, you read the letters and then you need parts of the word and the words and the sentences. And what most people do when they're reading is actually read the book out loud to ourselves in our head. We're not actually doing it out loud often, although sometimes you actually see people moving their lips. But this automatically creates a limit on the speed at which you can read. And what it turns out, and they've, you know, researched this over and over again, and every single speed reading technique kind of reaffirms this, is that your brain can process information a lot faster than, you know, the spoken word in your head. And there's a lot of techniques where you go with your finger or even diagonally. And if you then test people for comprehension, it almost always turns out that their comprehension is at the same level or sometimes even higher, even though you're spending maybe half the time, a quarter of the time, one fifth of the time with the book. And an added bonus for gifted kids is that they're really smart. So they can actually probably process information even faster. Plus, it's less boring than reading a book slowly. So the first thing in speed reading is to be goal-directed in your reading. Why are you reading? I mean, if you're reading a Sherlock Holmes book and you're starting on page one and you know, oh, you know, that's the person that got killed, and then you leaf through to the last page and then, you know, now I know who done it, that is not really a very effective way of doing it, because the point of a Sherlock Holmes book is not to find out who died and who did it. The point is that you get enjoyment. So there it might be fun to take the slowest approach possible and even slow down as you get to the end just to build up anticipation. Well, at the same time, if I'm looking for an answer, there is no point in reading an entire book from A to B, but I might just zoom in on the part that has the answer that I'm looking for. So the clearer you are about what you want to get out of a book, the better off you'll be. In terms of studying for school, you're reading a book with the idea of either what will help me in the future, or in the most negative sense, what's going to help me pass the test. So then the question is, what material from this book will the teacher use to create the test? Then you're very clear about what you want from a book. So one of the suggestions is to kind of like speed up and slow down. So they came up with a metaphor of Superman. Superman's flying really high over the country, and then he's hearing something, and he's like, maybe something's going on. So he dives down a little bit lower so he can see it more clearly and zoom in, and he slows down. And then he sees maybe, oh, nothing's going on. They're just playing, having fun, whatever. He goes back up and he speeds up again. But if he sees like, oh, wait, something's going on, he's going to dive all the way down, slow down, and just, you know, get to the scene and do what needs to be done. So that's the same thing you can do with reading, you know. When I'm reading, you know, I'll go through, okay, introduction, okay, story. Oh, wait, this is a story about thing that I was interested in. Now I'll slow down. Oh no, this is still some other story. Okay, speeding up again. Ah, wait, now we're getting to the part where I'm interested in. So speeding up and slowing down makes a huge difference. If you want to look at it in a completely different way, I believe that it's more useful to read the same book 5 times in a row, speed reading it, than normal read it once. Because if you speed read it, the first time you read it, you get an outline of, okay, this is the buildup of the book. You know, these are the big chunks. It starts with this part and this part and this part. And then he comes up with, you know, these examples. And then he comes up with these techniques. Okay, now I know how this book is built. Now I can go back to the beginning and read it again and gloss over this part, but then read this a little bit more intensely. And then, you know, go through it maybe even a third time to figure out like, okay, there's a couple of gaps that I'm not getting right now. Let's do that again. And especially for, you know, top-down learners who want to learn from the big picture and dive in, this is a much more comfortable way of reading. And even a step further is what I think Paul Scheele calls syntopic reading. So if you want to read about a topic, you're not going to read one book, you know, slowly all the way through. It's better to read 5 books fast, because then I can read 5 different authors with their perspective. And if they're all saying the same thing, it's probably kind of universal. If they're saying something completely different, then I can see where they are, you know, maybe in disagreement with each other. So, and actually a bonus for me is that I've been tested with dyslexia. So slow reading is actually something I'm not really good at. If I read the text, like literally, I'm really struggling. But I can speed read with no problem whatsoever. Actually, I'm usually better than most people in like the different trainings that I've been able to go through. So this is what I would recommend as well for your kid. Allow them to speed read them. Set them free from the wall that you have to read books out loud in your head, because you can process a lot more information that way. So I'm curious, like, do you recognize this? Have you ever had a speed reading training? Has your kid had a speed reading training? Try it out. Like, really give them a challenge. I'm going to give you a book. You're going to get, you know, 2 minutes, and I want to get the gist of the book, the main, you know, subjects, and then we're going to talk about it. Obviously, this is like a 2-day training in itself to really guide you through all the different steps, but I hope it's opened your mind to a different possibility that learning these skills will make a difference in your academic success.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. If you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.